No more yanking books out of classrooms in the middle of the school year if a parent objects to the content. Highland Park administrators learned a thing or two last fall.
We've tried to ensure that if there is a challenge process to a material, that process is reasonable and fair and provides for balanced perspectives.
That's the school superintendent, Dawson Orr. He suspended and then unsuspended 7 books after parents objected to their sexual content, profanity, or violence. On Tuesday night, the school board unanimously adopted a new policy. Here's how it works. Each spring, teachers will publish a list of the books they want to use in their classes. Parents have 3 weeks to object. Books that raise eyebrows will be reviewed by a committee of parents, students, and staff. But books that are approved can't be challenged again for 3 years.
Both board and administration have received a great deal of input and feedback over really beginning in September. And so I'm pleased that we were able to arrive at a policy, take action, and now move forward.
When Orr talks about a great deal of feedback, he means that he's been flooded with letters. His school board meetings have been packed with impassioned parents, and the district has gotten national attention. Natalie Davis joined other parents and organized into a group called Highland Park Kids Read to stop what she sees as meddling in her daughter's English class.
I can't say that we got everything we ever wanted out of these policy changes, but I do believe that they made a grand effort to compromise and find a solution that is in the best interest of the district. And ultimately, it's all going to be in how it's implemented.
Another Highland Park parent, Tavia Hunt, said at the meeting on Tuesday that she'd lost faith in the school's leaders. She was on a review committee for Garth Stein's novel, The Art of Racing in the Rain, last fall, and dissented with the committee's opinion that it was appropriate for high schoolers. Hunt, who said that she'd pulled her daughter out of Highland Park High, had repeatedly asked for community standards to be considered. Joan Burton, director of the National Coalition Against Censorship, sent a few letters to the school board asking them to keep community standards out of the new policy. Too squishy.
This particular controversy makes it as clear as it could possibly be that there is no one community standard.
The new policy doesn't mention community standards, but it prohibits any book with excessive sexuality, profanity, or violence. It also requires that administrators evaluate books holistically, without taking the spicy passages out of context. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.